Gather round, everybody, for you're about to hear the show that's gonna make you smile for me.
Break the Box with Chris on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
On your radio, he plays the old and new, the swinging and the blue. He plays all the records, especially for you.
Strike the Box with Chris.
Let's go! Go!
We cried the day that Johnny D shut down, just like every club in this ghost town.
Drink. There's some ice and stuff back there. Why don't you make us all some old-fashions?
Old-fashions? Do you think you ought to drink while you're flying?
Well, stop kidding, will you? Make us some drinks. I mean, just press the button back there and mark booze. It's the only way to fly.
Tomorrow gonna drown my sorrow on a ship. up to my knees. Turn the oven on, it smells like deja vu. Till the rain pours through the ceiling. But we can, you know.
Chris, this week, Strike the Box. It's a one-hour quickie show. Sorry it's not 2 hours, but hey, it is an hour show, so let's be happy we got some Strike the Box this week. We just finished up with some Dead Kennedys with Let's Lynch the Landlord. And since I'm a landlord, please, let's not lynch the landlord, okay? Got that off of their Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables LP, released back in 1980. We started the show off this week with The Peppermint Kicks, with Johnny D's Play It Again, which you can get off of their self-titled The Peppermint Kicks LP from Rum Bar Records, and I certainly do miss Johnny D's. In between, we had The Dearly Beloved with Flight 13. Released back in 1967, The Dearly Beloved from Tucson, Arizona, and that was off of the Split Sound Records label. How do I know that? Because I have a book called Teen Beat Mayhem by Mike Markasich, hopefully that's how you pronounce it, where he has an incredible discography of garage rock from the 1960s. So again, that's a book that if you like garage rock like I do, you need to get. It's called Teen Beat Mayhem by Mike Markasich. I've had it for a couple years now. It's, you could say it's like the Bible for garage rock discography. Okay, enough of me. Let's go back to the music. I got some Jesse Cotton coming up next. Brand new music. And thanks to Mark for sending along.
Like a sexy nurse. They said I could win. They said, don't let her get away with it. But I never should have listened. Take my Bobby away, putting me down, showing everybody his ring. Well, I thought I'd like to scare her a little, but I never meant to hurt her or anything. You can be.
Oh! said I'd try anything once.
Mm-hmm. Ever try common sense?
Only in desperation.
Can we ride a little faster? Said the leader to the pack. There's a fuzz right behind us and it's breathing down our backs. The cops are looking for us everywhere we go, waiting for our one wrong move and into jail we go. We don't know nobody nothing and we don't make no deals. We're swinging chips on motors and we're man eaters on wheels.
We are the Hellcats nobody likes, man eaters on motorbikes. We own this road so you better get lost. When you hear the roar of our cutout exhaust, fuck off or you'll find that you have blown your mind. Get off the road. Get off the road. We know a man is made out of clay. Be shooting clay pigeons today. Get off the road before we have crossed. Or you'll like to get your rear end tossed. Gonna be uptight, we're riding here tonight. Get off the road. Get off the road.
Female set doesn't get you in trouble, then I don't know what will. We just finished up with the Sorrells, They from Canada, with She's in a Gang, that you can get off of Rumbar Records in a Do the Rumbar Rumble package. Talk about that a little bit more. But we started things off with some Josie Cotton, which I forgot, she's done a bunch of stuff, and we just heard a brand new single called Calling All Girls. It's going to be on her LP Pussycat Babylon, which will be released by Kitten Robot Records on August 24th. But you can check out the video of Calling All Girls, so please check that out, because it's wicked cool. The White Boots with Nightmare, off the Philips label, released back in 1966. Girls getting in trouble, or a girl getting in trouble. The Pale Lips with Don't Take Your Switchblade to New York. Another Canadian group, which also you can get from Rumbar Records on that EP I told you about, Do the Rumbar Rumble, which has both the Pale Lips and the Sorrells on it. So make sure that you check that out. Again, wicked cool music. And then we heard, it's uncredited, but it's called the band The Faded Blue, and they did Get Off the Road. It's a song by Robert Lewis that you can find on the movie She-Devils on Wheels, and Josie Cotton actually has a version of that too, but I wanted to play the original version. So there's some songs to get you in trouble by. I'm Chris, this is Strike the Box on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. Please check out the Strike the Box radio show group and page on Facebook. Give it a like, hopefully you do like it. Now, this public service announcement coming up.
How do you dispose of cigarettes?
Plastic dish?
Plastic can catch fire, and you might not be here to see it.
Off the porch?
Cigarettes tossed into mulch and grass have started many fires.
Bucket of sand?
Perfect. Remember, put it out all the way, every time. To learn more, go to mass.gov/DFS.
Hi, this is Jerry Lehane. Some of you may know me from the Dogmatics. I have a new single out on Rumbar Records featuring Dickie Barrett, and you're listening to Chris Major on WMFO, Strike the Box.
Thank you.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
1964, and we gon' dance some more. You've gotta keep up with the times if you wanna be mine. So if you can do it, let me know.
Got yourself around. All I a pretty green can. Pour me a suit, pour me a cow. Pour me to look like a Hollywood star. Money, I want money. Hey boy, the wife, I need money. Grimmy,
bird eye, look at the birds. Come on, baby. Bird eye, look at the birds, yeah. Bird eye, look at the birds.
Thank you.
She can't surf, but she sure can bowl. Song from Quest for Tuna that you can get off of Red on Red Records. Now, I know it was last week or the week before I said it was brand new music. Well, it kind of is brand new. It was just released last month, but it was actually recorded back in 1989. So, but again, find that on Red on Red Records. It's Jay Allen, Mark Gilmore, Justine Cobalt, and Evan Seashore. And it's a wicked cool tune, so make sure you check it out. We started the set off with Drinking Life with Jerry Lehane and Dickie Barrett. And if you listen to local music around here, you know exactly who that they are. But they teamed up together and released that single on Rum Bar Records, so thanks to Malibu Lou for sending that along. The Contours with Can You Do It, a 1964 release on the Gordy label. And since I played The Contours, I figured I'd follow it up with a band that has covered The Contours, the Jay Gals Band. We played First I Look at the Purse, which was originally released by The Contours. The version I played was the live version. I think it's from the Full House Live LP from 1972, but it's also on a compilation I have, their anthology CD. Palooka 5 with Debbie Don't Surf off of their Rough Magic EP that you can find on Bandcamp. They are from England. And I thought it was appropriate that I played Debbie Don't Surf followed up by She Can't Surf But She Sure Can Bowl. Don't you? I think so. Anyways, over the weekend, I come walking in the living room and my wife is watching the Olympics and I see people jumping up and down on a trampoline. I had no idea that the trampoline was an Olympic event, but as I'm watching people going up and down and I'm like watching my head going up and down, I just all of a sudden I said, there will be a show tonight on trampoline. So that's a little hint on what is coming up next. I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box. I'm going to ask John to take it away from here.
For the benefit of Mr. Kyle.
For the benefit of Mr. Kyle, there will be a show tonight on trampoline. The Hendersons will all be there, later Pablo Bank is there, what a scene. Over men and horses, hoops and garters, lastly through a hogshead of real fire. In this way, Mr. K will challenge the world. The celebrated Mr. K performs his feat on Saturday at Bishop's Gate. The Hendersons will dance and sing as Mr. K flies through the ring. Don't be late. Mrs. K and H assure the public their production will be second to none. And of course, Henry the Horse dances the waltz. Performs his tricks without a sound. And Mr. H will demonstrate 10 Somersets he'll undertake on solid ground. There's been some days in preparation, a splendid time is guaranteed for all. And tonight Mr. Kite is topping the bill. Thank you.
now for something completely different.
You gotta say, hey, look me over, lend me an ear.
hope you don't pass the cup. I figure whenever you're down and out, the only way is up, and I'll be up like a rosebud. I am the vine. Don't thumb your nose, but take a tip of mine. A little bit short of the elbow room, but let me get me some. And look out, world, here I come. Come on, Janie.
Oh, Wildy, they'll laugh at us.
Not if we sing loud enough, come on.
Follow along, she says, and paint them a rosy view.
And tell them a story.
Sing them a song, she says, and sing them a song we do.
We're hitting the road.
Loud as a chanticleer and jittery as a hen.
The road to glory.
Ready to whoops, my dear, but here we go again.
Yeah! Hey, look me over.
Let me hear.
Looky, looky here, folks, dear folks. We're folks here to lease a hill. Or in a pinch. We'll take an acre. We'll take an inch. And make it pay. So what do you say? We give the wildcat a hip hooray. Hey, hey. A little bit short of the elbow room, but let me get a sum. If all that it takes is a little hot air to fill the vacuum, then we'll be up.
Sock means I gotta collect my stuff and get on out of here, sadly. It's a quickie show this week, 1 hour. It goes by pretty quick. We just finished up with Hey, Look Me Over from Lucille Ball and Paula Stewart. Comes off of the musical called Wildcat on Broadway back in 1960. I played it because the instrumental version of that was played on Boomtown. No, not the TV series on NBC. We're talking about the kiddie version of Boomtown way back in the 60s and early 70s. Showing my age. Started things off with the Beatles with Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite off of the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band LP, 1967. The Chelsea Curve with Don't Look Down, released back just this May on Red Records. They have a brand new single called Drag that you can get on Red Records. Please check it out. They have a lot of good stuff. They've been releasing stuff, looks like, since March, so please check that out. And we shook things up there a little bit with some Portishead with Cowboys from 1997. And I remember hearing that album in a Newbery Comics, and it just blew my mind away. And I remember going up to the clerk saying, "Hey, who is that? What's the name of the album?" And it's Portishead by Portishead. I remember going over to the racks, and it wasn't even in there. And I was like, how can you be playing something in your store that you don't have? Remember, I told him, would you write down the artist for me, and going home and like ordering it, I think, maybe Amazon back then, 1997, I don't know, maybe I just had to find it somewhere else. Anyways, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I'm Chris, this is Strike the Box, and WMFO Miffin 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. I hope you've enjoyed this week's show. Please check out Strike the Box Radio Show group on Facebook. Yeah, there we go, Chris. All right, that's it for me. My hour is up, so take care, everybody, and be safe. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.